Parliament's ad hoc committee tasked with amending section 25 of the constitution has met for the very last time today, and following proceedings there was our EWN parliamentary correspondent Babalo Ndenze. Babalo Molobudin, welcome to the show.
Hi Africa.
Perhaps before we talk about what transpired from that last meeting today, do we have any more information on the health of Energy Minister Jeff Radebe, who could not be in Parliament earlier today to answer questions because he had to be rushed to hospital?
No. We don't have any further information than what the Speaker said, Africa. But we are, you know, chasing from Johannesburg, where the Minister is, and we are chasing that to get more details of exactly what the problem is and where he could be hospitalized. So we're still working on that. But as far as Parliament's concerned, they didn't share any detail besides the fact that he's unwell.
All right. We wish him a speedy recovery. So it was the last meeting today of the ad hoc committee tasked with amending Section 25 of the Constitution that will make possible, I suppose, expropriation of land without compensation, depending on the wording. What happened today?
Basically, what happened today, if I can just simplify it, Africa, they basically kicked the ball into touch and almost washed the committee almost washed its hands off the topic or the issue at hand. And it will now be up to the sixth parliament after the elections to take the matter forward. And this was the last meeting of the committee this term. And they were basically discussing the draft report. It's an 19-page report that basically just details the process that they've followed since they were set up. And the committee, it will now basically introduce legislation amending Section 25. So it will be the exact wording, you know, what the actual legislation will say. We know that the National Assembly has adopted a previous report by the Constitutional Review Committee last year, the first structure, you know, to deal with the matter. And they handed the ball over to the ad hoc committee now, which will look at the detail. And what basically happened over the last three or four meetings that they've had, it's been submissions from legal experts, you know, your Wim Trangos, your advocate and right Toby, who are basically saying this is how the legislation should look like. They were basically telling the MPs this is the legal way, as well as Parliament's own legal services also briefed the committee extensively on the process to follow. It was more, you know, of protocol and what process is, the legal process. So today's meeting was just a wrap of all these submissions from legal experts as well as Parliament and MPs, their own debates, you know, on the topic. We know there were a lot of differences. You know, the EFF wants the amendment to be a certain way, and the ANC has, you know, different views. They don't want nationalization of anything, but they do want, you know, expropriation where it's necessary without compensation. But as far as nationalization is gone, they are objected to that. So is the African Christian Democratic Party is opposed to under an amendment, and the DA is also opposed to an amendment. So it's going to be an interesting process after the elections. I mean, because I think what we have to note and what's an interesting point is that the composition of the actual committee could change the entire course of this process. You know, if the EFF and the DA get more seats after the elections. And so this could change the composition of the ad hoc committee as far as numbers and voting is concerned. And the EFF wanted the matter resolved very quickly or before the election, if you remember last year. But maybe if they could, this could count in their favor if they could wait, you know, for a few more months and after the elections. Because who knows, the EFF could come back with, you know, 50 MPs instead of 25. And they could have a better say, you know, in Parliament as far as the decision is concerned.
So we will most likely see a reconstitution then of this ad hoc committee, which could be made up of the same members of parliament or different members of parliament, depending on how many seats in that ad hoc committee each of the political parties will be afforded. Babalo, are we any closer to, I suppose, an appreciation of what the wording of the new sort of Section 25 would be if it is to be changed?
No, I mean, my immediate answer would be no, Africa, because the new committee will be put on the 20th next week, Wednesday. Parliament will rise. The National Assembly specifically will rise next week. And when they come back, they will have a fresh mandate and they could have entirely new members. The ANC could have 54% according to the latest polls, you know, which is quite a significant decline, which means they could have, you know, completely to talk about these, I might not even be there for all we know in the committee. So it could take a bit longer. She did say earlier that, you know, it could take quite a few months. It might not even happen in 2019. So it will depend on the deliberations and the debate and the differences, you know, that the MPs who serve on that committee will have, and as far as their parties are concerned. So we could be waiting a bit longer than we initially thought, Africa.
The president making it very clear, both at NASREC, when he was elected the party's president, that there will be two caveats to any land expropriation policy change, I suppose. There will be no risk of losing food security in this country. And more importantly, and this is a message he's been sharing with the people in Davos and anyone else who's been in the audience, that people's right to own land will also be continue to be observed in this constitution. Did the ANC's contribution reflect that in that report?
Yes, the ANC, it does reflect that, and they've always said this. And I mean, one of their MPs, Vincent Smith, you know, has really been with one in the forefront of, you know, pushing the ANC's position on this. And they want a mix. They don't want a single way, like, for example, the EFF wants all land to be nationalized and that the government, you know, must be the curator of land in the country and they must hold. And there are also another aspect which involves traditional leaders. I mean, I think it's important to note the National House of Traditional Leaders will also get a taste of this process where the report will be submitted to the National House of Traditional Leaders. They will have about 60 days to reflect on it and make submission, as well as the various provincial legislatures. So we're talking 9 provincial legislatures that will also be discussing the very same report that will be finalized in the 6th Parliament. So as far as the ANC's position, and they want a bit of a balance, a bit of a mix. So that was also repeated by the Deputy President yesterday when he was answering questions, you know, on the food security, for example, and that this is not a punitive measure, you know, to go after white people or landowners. So the ANC has maintained that line, you know, just to allay fears, you know, and investor fears especially. So that definitely has been the ANC's position, Africa.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Babalu Ndenze. More reports from him on EWN throughout the day right here on Cape Talk.